Okay, fantastic. Good people, welcome to tonight's New Breed conference call with me, your host, Bishop Wayne Malcolm. I'm delighted, as always, that you could join us on the call. We certainly value teaching, we value learning, we value growth. And so we do this three times a week when possible, just to enjoy a half hour of pure power. And you are indeed blessed to be on the line tonight. And we are going to share with you a very, very exciting lesson. I started a series last week on the power of your language, the power of your language, in which we begin to look at language as the building block, the fundamental building block for civilizations. And so we looked at the critical role that language plays in communication and the critical role that communication plays in the creation of a civilization. And so without language, there's no communication. Without communication, there is no collaboration. And without collaboration, there is no civilization. And so these follow language. Certainly when we look at this from a biblical perspective, we see that before there was a world, there was a conversation, there was a word. And we see God in Genesis 1 saying, let us make man in our image. And so the very appearance of humanity on this planet is the result of a conversation. Likewise, in the Genesis, we see the origin of civilizations, the first civilization. And what we are told in Genesis 11 is that the whole world was in one place using one language. And as a result of that one language, they were able to communicate with each other. They were able to collaborate, and they were able to begin to create a city and a tower. What brought the project to a grinding halt was the confounding of their languages at the Tower of Babel, which interrupted or disrupted their communications. And so it is impossible to build anything significant without effective communication, and it's impossible to effectively communicate without a common language, without a shared language. Now, we also noted that in the world today, in the various geopolitical regions of the world, they are differentiated by language, and that language is either a barrier to entry or it is a gateway. So if you were to go to another country where another language is used, you would find certain doors closed to you. You would find certain opportunities unavailable to you if you're unable to speak the language. In fact, you would be limited in several ways if you're unable to understand or speak the language. However, if you understood the language and could speak the language, then opportunities would appear, doors would open for you, and the limits would be taken off you simply because you know the language. Now, we know that this is true for geopolitical spaces, but we often haven't considered the implications of this on social and economic spaces, the implications of language barriers when it comes to social and economic kingdoms. Social kingdoms include various cultures and subcultures within society. Economic kingdoms include industries and market sectors. What we're going to find is that each of these industries and market sectors use their own version of English. They use their own language, and they are protected by language, and there are language barriers. So that if you don't understand the language, and if you don't know the language, and you can't speak the language, you will find doors are closed to you in that industry. You will also find that your options are limited, and that opportunities will pass you by. However, when you understand the language and can use the language fluently, those same doors will open to you, opportunities will appear for you, and the limits will be taken off of you simply because you know the language. So what we find is that people who want to travel around the world, they will often commit to learning basic phrases in different languages just to make their travel easier and smoother. But we're not finding people who are serious about their careers, serious about their calling, serious about their destinies and purposes, doing the same thing when it comes to the language barriers in social and economic kingdoms. In other words, what I'm saying is that if we're serious about reaching the summit of our destiny and realizing our fullest potential in the world, we should be equally serious about learning the languages of the kingdoms that we hope to conquer, understanding those languages so that we are not barred entry, and so that we will have opportunity and no limits. Now, obviously, I'm a preacher, so I will make references to the Bible as we go along. And, you know, what we see in the scriptures is that many of those individuals that God used, you know, to conquer kingdoms or to facilitate significant movements in the anthology of the scriptures, that these people were multilingual. So we see, for example, that Joseph spoke Egyptian as well as Hebrew. We know that Esther spoke Persian as well as Hebrew. We know that Daniel spoke Persian and Babylonian as well as Hebrew. We know that the three Hebrew boys were learned in the language of Chaldea. And so we see these characters that are multilingual and able to speak different languages. God was able to use them in different domains. And so if God is going to use you in a social economic domain, then he requires you to learn the language so that you understand what is being said and so that you're able to speak into that conversation. Which then takes us to where I'm going tonight, because I want to talk about the power of conversations. And we started this last time, but we're just going to keep on rolling because I'm fascinated with it. And, you know, the whole purpose, the use of language, you know, is realized in a conversation. That's how we use language. We use it in conversation. And conversations are powerful because they are the womb of invention. They are the birthplace of greatness. Nothing is created without conversation. No progress is made without conversation. Conversation is behind everything that you can see that has been built by human hands. So whether that is the internet, whether that is the skyscraper, whether that is the airplane or the submarine, whatever technology, whatever construction that has ever been created, it started with a conversation. And sometimes it starts as a conversation within yourself, but then it becomes a conversation with others with whom you will collaborate in order to materialize your dream. And so conversations fall into various categories. There are creative conversations, okay, creative conversations. And these are conversations that are designed to create something, to materialize an idea, to manifest a dream. Those people who are engaged in creative conversations are actually creating things through their conversation. Again, if I were to go back to the Bible, we learn in John chapter 1 that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So words are created. God created everything through his Word. And when you are involved in a creative conversation, you are actually materializing the thing that you are talking about, the subject of the conversation is being manifested through the conversation. Why? Because conversation is a form of alchemy and mental chemistry. Conversation is a form of alchemy and mental chemistry. And what do I mean by that? I mean that chemistry involves mixing chemicals. in order to create new chemicals. And mental chemistry involves mixing my thoughts with your thoughts with the thoughts of others, to create a new thought. With the mixing of our thoughts is created a new thought, what Napoleon Hill called the mastermind. So that if three people are in a room, involved in a creative conversation, then a fourth mind is going to appear in that room, which is the collective mind of those three people. And that collective mind is a mastermind, because it is the result of the chemistry, the fusion of our thoughts. The beautiful thing about thought fusion is that it makes you so much bigger than you are by yourself. You have to think of yourself as one component, as one chemical in the lab that mixed with other chemicals becomes very potent and powerful. You become explosive and you become dynamic when mixed with other chemicals, which is with other thoughts. And the beautiful thing about that is that, language, a shared understanding of the meaning of the sounds that are coming out of my mouth, language is allowing me to take thoughts that are in my mind and transport them to your mind. So we exchange thoughts through language. And this is not just audible language, but it is also the printed word. When I'm reading a book, so let's put it this way. Napoleon Hill, who is the best-selling author of the bestseller Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill is long deceased, but because he documented his thoughts into language and put them into print, I am now able to fuse his thoughts with my own thoughts, thus creating mental chemistry and multiplying my personal power almost to infinity, because I'm able to draw from his thoughts. I'm also able to draw from the thoughts of many, many people that have lived, but they successfully documented their thinking. And so I'm able, every time I'm reading, to begin fusing my thoughts, mixing my thoughts with the thoughts of others. And I want to make it quite clear that greatness is always the result of a fusion, a chemistry of mind. So when someone begins to think big thoughts and they begin to do great things, there are other inputs and there are other inspirations and there are other sources of information that are fusing with their own mindset to create this brilliance. And so all of us has access to brilliance through mental chemistry, because all of us can take a piece of Dr. Martin Luther King's mind. You can take a piece of Nelson Mandela's mind. You can take a piece of Booker T. Washington's mind. I took a piece of Carter G. Woodson's mind when I read his book on the miseducation of the Negro. I took a piece of his mind and then began to mix that with my own thoughts. So my mind today is a fusion of many thoughts, all because of language and because of the conversations that I have been a part of and that I choose to be a part of. So I want to ask you tonight, what conversation are you in right now? What conversation are you in right now? Because that conversation is creating the outcomes of your life. The conversation you're in today is creating an outcome for tomorrow. The conversation, your outcomes today are a reflection of the conversations that you were in yesterday, because your conversations create realities. And so what conversation are you in? And so I'm going to come up with these two categories of conversation to start with. And I'm pretty amazed that we've done so much in just 15 minutes. This is just absolute. I love the half hour of pure power. And if there was so much as one of you on this line, I would still be committed to it, because it's just a beautiful thing. Now, There are two categories of conversation. You're going to find that conversations are either creative or they are destructive. And so you're going to be involved right now in a creative conversation or in a destructive conversation. The thing is that creative conversations come in many packages, and destructive conversations likewise come in many packages. You're going to find that you are in a conversation right now, whether you know it or not. The dominant thoughts that are going through your mind right now, your dominant thoughts, your dominant thinking, are a reflection of the conversation that you are a part of right now. Likewise, you know, the physical conversations that you have on a daily basis with the people that you encounter, that you engage, are also speaking to the conversation that you are in. So now I'm going to give you a power. I'm going to give you a power tool. I'm going to give you a power key tonight, because we like to give at least one very powerful key and tool. And I want to give you this powerful key and tool tonight. It has blessed me. It blesses me. I pray it will bless you. And here it is. Your conversation is an arena. Your conversation is an arena because it puts you in an arena. So when I talk about a creative conversation, what I mean is this, that when you're in a creative conversation, you are in the arena of creativity. You have psychologically and spiritually entered into the arena of creativity by entering a creative conversation. You know that you're in a creative conversation because you find yourself in a creative space. You're in that arena of creativity where your ideas and your dreams and your passions, you are thinking about ways to materialize, to manifest, to make flesh that word that is inside of you. And this is happening because you have entered the creative arena. But likewise, when you are in a destructive conversation, then you will find yourself in the arena of destruction. And typically in the destructive arena and the destructive conversation will be a lot of complaining. There'll be a lot of moaning. There'll be a lot of whining. There'll be a lot of, self-pity. There'll be a lot of, you know, poor me and why me. There'll be a lot of criticism. There'll be a lot of negative energy, a lot of dissatisfaction and anger, resentment, frustration, hatred. And so that's why you got to watch now who you hang with, because the conversation puts you into an arena. So if the conversation is full of negative energy and the conversation is full of resentment, regret, bitterness, anger, frustration, then that's the arena you're going to find yourself in. And in that arena, all that happens is destructive. And so I've said that there are two arenas here, that there are two types of conversation, but that they come in many packages. But let me go back to the Bible, because the Bible also teaches that there are two types of conversation. And here it says it this way. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It simply means that with your mouth, you can speak death, you can speak life. You can create death, you can create life, because words are creative. So what you are conversing about, you are creating. I'm going to say it again. Whatever you are conversing about, you are creating. So if you are conversing with negative energy, you are creating negative outcomes. But if you are conversing with positive energy, you are conversing positive and powerful outcomes. So what you have to decide to do is leave the arena of destruction, leave the arena of death, leave the arena where the curse is, and enter the arena where the blessing is, where life is, and where creativity is taking place, by getting involved in a creative conversation, by allowing your mind to begin to fuse with other creative minds, by allowing your thoughts to begin to merge with positive thoughts. And you can do this by regulating, number one, your listening. Regulating your listening is very, very important. It's very important to me that I listen to inspiration, motivation, information that feeds my creativity and that feeds my creative conversation. Very important that I listen to that. So I have a collection of audios. I subscribe to podcasts that speak that way to me. I listen to those voices that are telling me I can. And this is very much why our ministry is called I Can. Because I'm part of the I Can conversation. I'm part of the conversation that says all things are possible to him that believeth. I'm part of the conversation that says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So it's important that I surround myself not just with the sounds, but also with the images and the pictures, and that I read, because as I read, I am joining the conversation. I am entering the arena of creativity as I am reading those positive, powerful, creative, motivational, and inspirational pieces. So, you know, for me, it's not about dipping in and out of personal development. It's not about dipping in and out of making progress. It is about entering the arena of greatness through great conversations. It is about entering the arena of possibility through possibility conversations. It is about being in the zone, in the place, in the arena where miracles happen, where greatness is manifested, and where lasting legacies, powerful lasting legacies, are created. And so what I do is I commit myself to being in that arena. I commit myself through praying every day. I commit myself through even this class. Because in order to deliver this class, I have to study something. I have to be thinking something, and I have to feed that. And so that keeps me in the zone where I'm constantly creating, up till today, creating something very masterful that I think will bless the nations and the generations. But why are creative thoughts coming to me? Because I am in the creative conversation. There are some people who haven't had a creative thought in years. You have not had a creative thought in years. You have not had a eureka. You haven't had a new idea. You've got to check the conversation. What conversation are you in? Because your conversation is an arena. It is a space. And if you're in a negative space, you're not going to have creative ideas. So you've got to get out by changing the conversation. So finally, what is the conversation? It is the fusion of thought. It is the mental alchemy and chemistry of great minds bouncing off and in and around your mind so that the chemical that is your mind becomes a more potent chemical because it is mixed with other chemicals. In fact, when you look at the world of physics, everything in the physical world is a fusion, is a mixture, is an arrangement of individual and separate parts. And so that is a key. It's a clue to how greatness happens. It happens when you can fuse the great thinking of great people with your own. Now, this is very much why I launched a global academy, which is an outreach and a ministry to the nations of the world. Because I believe God is raising up a people who are going to manifest greatness. I believe he's raising up a people who are destined to have dominion over the works of his hands. I believe he's raising up leaders to plug the leadership vacancies, to correct the leadership crisis that is happening in virtually every field and in virtually every nation. But you see, we're going to have to change our diets. We're going to have to get into that conversation. If we're going to have dominion in our day, we're going to have to get into the dominion conversation. If we're going to lead the field, we're going to have to get into the leadership conversation. If we are going to become masters in ministry, we're going to have to get into that conversation. And so we have created an academy that actually puts you in a conversation for an entire year, at least 1 year, immersing your mind in a conversation. The good news that I have tonight is that we have now come up with a brand new, revolutionary, easy payment plan. It's an easy payment plan so that anyone who thought, I can't join this academy because I can't afford it right now, that excuse has gone totally out of the window. I'm not even going to tell you what the easy payment plan is, but I'm going to tell you, if you go back to the academy website tonight, which is icanglobalacademy.com, and you hit the Enroll Now page, there will be new information on that page that's going to show you how anyone that's hungry enough can become part of the conversation about how the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and how you can experience promotion, progress, prosperity with peace through personal and professional development. I mean, this is no longer exclusive to those who could afford it. This is now available to whosoever will, because we have an easy payment plan in place right now. So I want you to go to the website, icanglobalacademy.com. Look at our curriculums for this year, the courses that we're making available, and then look at the easy payment plan so that you can see that you can start training tonight. You can start learning tonight. You can start learning tonight. And I certainly wish to have you on the journey. I mean, look, you've got a half hour with me tonight, just a half hour of pure power. What if I were in your corner as your coach and mentor? What if I were in your corner? What if you were able to systematically take the thoughts in my mind and fuse them in whatever measures and proportions you wanted to with your own thoughts to create greatness in your thinking? Well, now you can. It's that simple. You get on the journey, join the revolution, become part of the professional development revolution that is taking place in the body of Christ, and you can do that tonight. So it's icanglobalacademy.com. Go there tonight, and let's start the journey. We love you, and heaven smile upon you. Have a beautiful evening. Good night.